Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Cleveland with Regeneration X. And I just want to send out prayers and love to all of those who are dealing with anything, going through something right now. We know these are hard times, and even here in my life and here in the United States, we are dealing with hurricanes, we're dealing with mass shootings, we're dealing with political issues. So I just want everyone to know that the Lord is still on his throne, and the Lord is still able, and he is still pouring out his spirit upon this earth. Amen. So what I want to talk about today, something that I've noticed in my 23 years of salvation, we get caught up in ourselves and what we can do. And what I'm talking about here is that with our giftings, we can get so full of ourselves because we can sing, and we can preach, teach, flow in the prophetic. So when we have gifts, and it happens not only in the body, but it happens in the world, you know, talented actors, singers, athletes will do things. And I read the newspaper where somebody famous, an athlete, actor, singer, has, you know, assaulted women. There's a singer, R&B singer named R. Kelly, who's in prison right now for sexually assaulting women over a period of years, different women. And so we get caught up in our giftings, and we start to think more of ourselves than we should. We become very prideful and very arrogant, and we read in the scriptures that pride goes before destruction and the haughty spirit before the fall. So when we move in that direction of being so full of ourselves and prideful, it's only a matter of time before we fall. It's only a matter of time before the Lord will put a stop to what we are doing, because he does not allow pride in his kingdom. We can be proud of our children. We can be proud of the things that others accomplish. But what I'm talking about, when we get so full of ourselves, because you can take pride in your look, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, is you know you're doing this in a godly manner. And what I mean by pride, I'm not talking about being just full of yourself, but there's a pride that you should take in yourself when you're walking up right before the Lord and you're doing right. There's no issue with you being proud of a child who makes straight A's. I'm talking about those who think they're better than everybody else. They think so much of themselves that they almost think they are God. You know the type. I'm the best. I'm the greatest. Everything I do, no one can match. It's all about me. This is my life. Everybody should be bowing down and worshiping me, almost, type mentality. So when we get caught up in that, we can get distracted from what the Lord truly wants from us, and that's obedience. Obedience to his word, obedience in prayer, obedience in worship and praise, to do what he desires of us, and not to take the giftings and abuse them, because the gifts do not come from us. The spiritual giftings that we possess, prophecy, interpretation of scriptures and tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and the ability to preach and sing by the Spirit. These are done through the Spirit of God. They are not of our own power. We cannot heal on our own. We cannot cast out demons on our own. It's the Holy Spirit in us, working through us to do these things. And so when we get caught up in pride, it's like me being prideful that I have a giant mansion, but it's somebody else's mansion who may just be let me stay in one of the rooms. How can I brag about my mansion when I don't own it? Even though I'm living there and I'm enjoying it, is not of my own power that I'm living there. It's somebody else's home, somebody else's mansion. They're the ones with the millions of dollars, where I might just be collecting unemployment or collecting welfare or just working a minimum wage job for 10 hours a week. I can't afford that. I remember when I came back from Mexico and my friend Josh Perry let me stay with him for a few years. And he had a beautiful home. He's a pharmacist. He got paid like a doctor. And he had a big four-bedroom house. And he's like, hey, Sean, come stay with me. And people would come over and see me, man, you live in a beautiful home. I was like, well, it's not my house. It's my friend Josh's. But he's allowed me to stay here. And I enjoyed it. But I didn't brag on the house. I actually bragged on Josh for being such a tremendous friend. So I couldn't build myself up because I'm not the one who earned this house. He did. And so we have to understand by the power of the Holy Spirit that we have giftings. You follow along, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start reading at verse 1. And this talks about spiritual gifts. I'm going to be doing some reading here. So verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So we see there's a long list of giftings. Different gifting, discerning the spirit, speaking tongues, interpretation of tongues, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, healing, all these things that are gifts in the body. But we understand this is all by the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, works in us as he will. And I have a prophetic gifting. And I know there's certain people who will keep asking me questions. I have a friend who this past week was asking me, where do you see me? And this friend has asked me this repeatedly. I mean, over the past couple of years or so, when it came down to them that I had a prophetic edge, they are always asking, so where do you see me in 5 years? So where do you see me? What do you see me doing? And they keep asking me this every time they get a chance to talk to me. And they're trying to get me to prophesy over them on the spot. And they need to understand I don't prophesy at will. I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a child of the living God, the Most High, Yahweh, my Father. And by His Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, by the Holy Spirit, do I prophesy? And when he moves, then I speak. But if he does not move, I do not speak. So you can ask me to prophesy over you all you want. The Lord has not shown me anything through the Spirit. There's nothing I can tell you. So repeatedly asking me will not produce anything. Eventually, you'll just get on my nerves and I won't want to talk to you. But you need to understand the gifts are by the same Spirit. The Spirit of the living God in that last portion of the verse, in verse 11, it says, distributing to each one individually as he wills, it's by the will of our Lord that we have these different giftings. It's by his power and his might and his desire that he gives one knowledge, one wisdom, one power to heal, another to interpret tongues, another to speak in tongues, another to discern spirits, but it's the same spirit of the Lord. There's no different types of spirit that give these abilities to his people in the kingdom. It's all the same spirit. And so when we realize it's the Holy Spirit who works these things out, and we don't want to become like Samson. Samson got so caught up in his strength that he started disobeying the Lord, not realizing that his strength did not come from his physical body. He failed to truly understand that his power came from the Spirit of God. And a lot of people still think his power came from his hair. No, his hair, long hair, was a sign that he's in covenant with the Lord. But he lost his power when it said the Lord took his hand off of him. So the Lord removed that power, and Samson was just a normal man again. So if we do not walk obediently to the Lord and we are not doing as he will, he may take his hand off us, and we will not have the ability to do these things. These gifts will not flow through us because we become disconnected from the Lord. I'm not saying you're backsliding, become unsaved, but you can hinder the move of the Spirit by disobedience. Amen. So, what's your point, Brother Sean? What are you aiming at here? Well, a lot of people think because they flow in a gift, they're okay with the Lord. And that's not true. Remember, I said the gifts are in the Spirit. So the Spirit could continue to work in you. Even what King Saul, when he was in pure disobedience and the Lord had Samuel warned the people what kind of king he was going to give them, Saul was a man who was disobedient, yet in his disobedience, the Holy Spirit moved in him and caused him to prophesy with the prophet. So the Holy Spirit spoke through him, even in his disobedience. So we can hinder the Spirit in our disobedience, but the Spirit can also operate in our disobedience. And a lot of people get confused with that, because if their gift is still functioning in them, they feel that, I'm right with God. But you can be out there sinning. You can be out there cheating on your spouse, sleeping around with different people. You can be out there on drugs, getting drunk constantly. You could just be all out of sorts as a child of the living God. And you don't even realize that the Lord has disconnected from you, that you have become a backslider, because he still desires to work through you, even though you are not being obedient. But his will be done regardless of what you're doing. And so if he chooses to keep using you, even though you've turned your back on his holiness and on his commandment, he can do that. And people get confused and like, well, I did all this stuff, Lord, but you weren't connected to him. You weren't obedient to his voice. You were not living a life seeking him and coming into his presence. This is what he desires of us. The gifts come from him. He's not impressed by us when we prophesy or we lay hands on someone and they're healed, because it's him that's doing it by his Spirit, not us. And I have to speak on these men in Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 21. There are some men who were delusional like this as well. And it reads, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So he's saying there's going to be people that will come to him. And they will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these things in your name? We prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We did wonders in your name. Yeah, in his name. When you talk about his name, we're talking about in his power and his authority. And so his power and authority was still flowing through them. But he says, I never knew you. They never had a true relationship with the Lord. There are people that truly get saved. And then they may start on the path of righteousness, but they may fall away. And they think just because, you know, on this date 2 years ago, I got saved, but I'm now back out here in the world, but I'm still saved. I'm out here acting a fool like I was before I came to salvation. I'm still out here womanizing and drinking and doing drugs and acting like I have no sense and I'm not in the Word, and I'm not giving into prayer, but I can show up for church and be very spiritual. And I know that type. Sunday, they're the biggest Christian for a couple hours, and after that, they're the true heathen. They're out there doing whatever they want, and they don't care. Hey, I was in church today, and during praise and worship, I was speaking in tongues, or I was up on the worship team, and I still have a good voice and can sing, or I preach today, even though I'm cheating on my wife, I'm abusing my kids, I'm abusing drugs, but I can still preach really good. And so you think you're okay with the Lord, but you have not cultivated a relationship with him. You do not have that love relationship he desires. You're not being obedient to his will, which he desires. And then he will say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And that's what he's talking about. Those who practice the things that are contrary to his will. It's one thing for you to be a man who's not given into drinking. And maybe one night you may hang out with somebody and like, hey, have a drink. And you're like, well, okay, I have just one. And before you know it, you're having fun. And next thing you know, you're drunk. And you repent before the Lord. Good thing, you repented. But the difference between that, you having a moment or moments, sometimes these things happen. But there are those who are constantly getting drunk. They can get drunk every day and call themselves a child of God. And it's their lifestyle that they accept. I'm going to get drunk. This is what I do. That's practicing lawlessness. For the Word tells us we should not be drunk. You got those who may give in to temptation. You know, speaking as a man, you know, you get a woman in your face and she's lovely and you might start having feelings for her. And then before you know it, you've entered into a sexual relationship. And you know it's wrong and you break it off and you repent before the Lord and go before your church elders and you submit yourself to church discipline. That's the way to do it. The Lord Lord forgives. But then there are those who practice lawlessness, whereas, say, as a single man, if you're calling yourself a child of God, fine. But you're the type that if you get a girlfriend, you expect it to turn into a sexual relationship. That's acceptable. You want that. So you meet a young lady, you start dating, you talk her into, yeah, we got to have sex. So you start having sex with her. And you don't care that the Lord is forbidding fornication. That's the way you live your life. The moment with a woman, you're having sex. You're practicing lawlessness. And that is against the word of God. But the Lord may still use you to bring others to the kingdom, even though you are falling away from him. You can continue to prophesy. You can continue to lay hands on people. and see them healed. You can still speak in tongues and interpret tongues, and you think you're all that because you've got a gifting or gifts, and you're full of pride, and you just continue to practice lawlessness and the dark. And when the other people aren't around, and you think you're just okay with God and you're God's favorite, and so you just keep living a life of disobedience to the Lord. And the Spirit continues to work in you because of His desire to reach others, and He can use you. He used the donkey. Why can't He use you even though you're being disobedient? He said, if you do not praise me, even the rocks will cry out. So if He can use rocks and an animal, He can use somebody who's in disobedience. But the sad part is, after you've done all this great work and you've gone out and you preach the word, you prophesy, you spoke in tongues, you sang, you know, you did all these things. You seen the lame healed. You seen people resurrected from death. And you think you're just so great. And one day you may stand before the Lord and hear those words, I never knew you. Why? Because you were taking credit for what the Spirit of the Lord was doing instead of being obedient to God's will. The Holy Spirit will do mighty things. The Holy Spirit will use who is available. I've been given words by people who do not serve the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me through them. But they didn't know the Lord. I had people who were actually opposing me because I was speaking the gospel truth. And they ended up speaking words of wisdom to me from the Lord. And I realized it was coming from my Father. And so I accepted the word, and the word was proved out to be true. But this person was against the will of God, against the commandments of God, and didn't want to hear me speaking of the Lord. But the Lord used that person to speak to me. Just because you flow in the gift doesn't mean you're right with the Lord. And there are some people, like in Matthew 7, that will stand before the Lord after they prophesied and cast out demons and seen wonders. And He would declare, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Remember, Saul was picked by the Lord to be king of Israel, and he prophesied. But he was a man who was disobedient. Jesus was picked as one of the 12 disciples of our Savior, Yeshua. But he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Meditate on that. We can do so much in the kingdom and still be wrong, because we allowed the Spirit to flow through us, but we did not submit to the will of the Father. I think about this even with myself. I've been a missionary. I preach, but I have to ask myself on a daily basis, are you doing the will of the Father? The bad days I have, and I talk to the Lord, Father, I blew up at work, and I felt ashamed, and I didn't control my anger, and you said in your anger, sin not. And I see my weaknesses, and I know I need the Lord. It's not about my gifts, to preach and to teach, speak in tongues and prophesy. I have to ask myself, are you doing the will of the Lord, Sean? Are you being led of His Spirit? Or are you just one of those prideful men that wants to take credit for the work of the Spirit? I'm just a man in need of a Savior, and that Savior has come. and I've responded to his voice, but I need to keep following after him. I need his forgiveness. I need his grace. I need his mercy. I need his strength. I need his blood covering me, his spirit poured into me. Because I can't do it on my own. And if I try to do it on my own, then I'm in the flesh, and the flesh is contrary to the spirit. And I will fall. And I do not want to fall. But I want to rise up in righteousness before my Lord. And I just ask the Father to forgive me for my wrongs, for my times of disobedience. For those times I did not heed his voice. And I ask for his mercy and forgiveness. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you continue to lead us all. And that we not get caught up in pride. But we get caught up in your presence. We do your perfect will. And you feel the need to repent even right now, then do it. Don't wait. We've all been there. We all have needed to repent. Probably a daily thing. Our words, our deeds, our thoughts don't line up with the Lord. Now is always the time of repentance. If we can come and find grace and mercy at the throne. Yeah, thank you, Father, that you're a God of forgiveness and love. Even now, Lord, just move upon us. All those who are listening to my voice, all those who are in need of forgiveness, humble us, Lord, before your throne. That we will seek your mercy, that we will come to repentance, that we will not be lost due to our disobedience, but we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because we've been obedient to you and done your will, not our will, but your will be done, Father. This is my heart's prayer for us all. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for restoration. Call back the backslider. Restore them. Restore them that they may know once again that you are Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We worship at your feet, most holy Lord. Your children adore you. For you alone are our King eternal. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Once again, this has been Sean Cleveland with Regeneration X. As always, like to hear from me. You can find me on Facebook, Sean Cleveland, or you can email me at regenerate07@yahoo.com. Love to hear your comments. Love to receive your prayers, prayer requests. I pray that you have a blessed week till we come together again. And the Lord leads you in all that he desires of you. Amen. God bless.